This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. A Colorado mom is elated that a California jury found two social media companies liable Wednesday for harming a young user. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Lori Schott knows firsthand how social media can harm kids. She says she lost her daughter Anna Lee after social media worsened her anxiety and depression. Since then, Schott has been an advocate for stronger online protections for kids. She was in the Los Angeles courtroom for the lawsuit verdict with other parents.
The first child that died should have been the last child that died. And that's what we're going to fight for, so no more children die and no more parents have to join this group of survivor parents to fight for reforms.
Schott says she'll go home and visit her daughter's grave and tell her that Anna Lee helped change the world this week. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The heat and lack of moisture in Colorado is a concern far beyond the lawns of Metro Denver and the Front Range. Rancher Kevin Carney of La Junta would normally plant alfalfa, rye, or wheat to feed his cattle, but it's just too risky in such dry conditions.
Not this year, not with the snowpack where we're at.
Even in the snowiest parts of the state, snowpack is barely 50% of average for this time of year, and high temperatures are now causing an early melt. A red flag warning is in effect Thursday morning, beginning at 11 here, for an area south of Metro Denver from South Park, east through El Paso, Elbert, and Lincoln counties. And the White River National Forest is closing several winter roads early this year. The U.S. Forest Service says the roads will be closed to prevent damage caused if cars and trucks travel on them after snow has melted. Several of the closing roads are in the Vail Pass Winter Recreation Area. The Forest Service says they may be able to open some summer roads earlier than the typical May date, but they'll assess that over the next month. You are listening to CPR News. If you have a second, sign up for our Lookout newsletter. You can do that at cpr.org/lookout.